Theater of the Mind. Tonight, part one of 2 half-hour programs devoted to one of the world's most shocking and famous novels, Aldous Huxley's terrifying forecast of the future, Brave New World. We are proud to have Mr. Huxley as narrator for these broadcasts. Original music is composed and conducted by Bernard Herrmann.
This is Aldous Huxley, and these are the sounds of the brave new world, of test tube and decanter, of hissing injectors and gurgling blood substitute. The year is AF 632, 632 years after Ford. We are inside the London Hatchery and Conditioning Centre, and this is the fertilizing room, an enormous laboratory where the temperature is never allowed to fall below 98.6. And here comes the director of hatcheries and conditioning in person, bringing with him a group
Tomorrow,
of young students.
Tomorrow you'll be settling down to serious work. Today I just want to give you a general idea of things. These are the incubators, and here is the week's supply of ova, kept at blood heat. Come along, boys. Now here, we immerse the eggs into a warm bouillon containing free-swimming spermatozoa. Immersion continues until the eggs are all fertilized. Ah, and over here, is where we bottle the alphas and betas. In short, gentlemen, the perfect process for manufacturing healthy babies. Are there any questions?
Sir, will you explain the Bakunovsky process?
I'm glad you asked that. Students, take this down. Bakunovsky's process. Where in olden times, one egg made one embryo which made one baby. Today, we've improved on all that. Now the egg will bud, will divide, from 8 to 96 buds, and every bud will grow into a perfectly formed embryo, and every embryo into a mature baby, making 96 human beings grow where only one grew before. Progress.
But what advantage is it, sir?
Oh, my good boy, can't you see? Where in olden times nature allowed us only to have twins or perhaps triplets or so, today we can create scores, yes, scores of identical individuals. We can manufacture men and women in uniform batches. Think of it. An entire factory staffed with the product of one single egg. 96 identical individuals working 96 identical machines. At last, society really knows where it stands. Remember, it was our Ford who gave us the concept of the assembly line when he was on Earth many centuries ago. And now, boys, we will go up to the bottling room, where we shall see how we create each class of society. Alphas, betas, deltas, etc. Come with me. Where, Nadina?
Oh, director.
Oh, charming, charming. What are you injecting into our embryos today, my dear? Typhoid antitoxins?
Yes, sir.
Are you busy this afternoon?
Oh, not after 5, sir.
Good. Suppose we get together then on the roof.
That would be fine.
I've admired you for some time, Lenina. I'm looking forward to a closer acquaintance.
Thank you, sir.
And now, boys, we're off to the bottling room.
You are a lucky girl. The director of hatcheries and conditioning.
Oh, hello, Fanny.
Oh, you can trust the director to be the perfect gentleman. I saw him pat you.
He wants me.
You see? That shows what he stands for. The strictest conventionality. And it's about time you started belonging to someone else, my dear.
But I like Henry Foster. We've only been with each other 4 months.
4 months? Well, what would the district world controller say? You know how he disapproves anything intense or long-drawn. And it isn't as though there were anything painful or disagreeable about being with one or two other men besides Henry. After all, everyone belongs to everyone else.
You're quite right, Fanny, as usual.
Good girl.
Fanny, do you know Bernard Marx?
Bernard
Marx? Why not? Bernard's an Alpha Plus. Besides, he asked me to go to New Mexico, to the Savage Reservation with him.
But his reputation. They say he doesn't like obstacle golf.
Oh, they say.
And that he spends most of his